become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host, John Stadtmiller, will be with you live for the next 2 hours on this fifth day of April, 2005. Just 10 days away from that infamous, oh, that's right, tax time. And wait, this year, it'll be the same last year. The mainstream media will do some cursory stories on the tax deal. And, of course, at the end of their story, they will remind you that, well, not failure to comply may end up in fines or jail time. My favorite time of the year. Matter of fact, do we have that, Paul, do we have the stick the tax forms with the sun don't shine by Steve Voss? Hopefully we got it in the library still. But that's my song to play every April 15th. At any rate, in studio today, I have Wayne Mueller. If this name is not familiar to you, well, it shouldn't be, because he's not been involved in radio before. But he's getting involved now, and we'll introduce Wayne after this break. The Living Bill of Rights, good piece by Edgar Steele. We'll get into that issue. And, of course, Terry Schindler. Everybody calls her Terry Schiavo. 89 Terry abuse allegations versus Mike will remain secret. There's a lot more to this story than it's being talked about. And a radiologist confirms Terry's head injury in the hospital. Further investigation of the CTs turn up new astounding evidence. But you know what? Guess what? That's right. The victim is now dead, has been cremated, been interned, or interred, I should say, in Pennsylvania. So, Michael Schiavo off of the hook? Probably not. Hopefully not. And tomorrow's program, folks, we're going to do something that we started last Thursday to do. If you were tuned into the show with Desi Andrews and Dr. Bill Veith and myself, we got into some subject matter that got a little bit heated and contentious. And as it should, one of these subjects that come up, everybody's afraid that if we have individual sovereignty and decision-making over our own bodies here in this country, where is morality going to go? Oh, contentious issue. We're going to talk about that tomorrow for 2 hours, folks. So all of you folks that kind of got your feathers ruffled or smooth, whatever the case may be, last Thursday, well, hang on for tomorrow's show. I guarantee you it will be, for those that don't want to see it, it's going to be contentious. For those that agree with it, well, you understand. At any rate, we'll be back on the other side of this break and get into some of today's events. By the way, anybody watching the Senate hearings on the sunsetting possibly of 15 provisions of the Patriot Act? Well, I watched Mr. Gonzalez, they kept referring to as being general, and, of course, Mr. Mueller that was, and no relation to Wayne Mueller here, that was giving testimony today. We'll be right back.
doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the answer like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Radiologist confirms Terry's head injury in hospital. According to a timeline of physicians and therapists reports posted on the Empire Journal, Terry's injuries occurred on 2/25/90. I'll go through the litany here real quick, and we told you there was more to this story. On the 25th, 2/25/1990, Terry's initial injury. 2/25/1990, X-ray report, Dr. Hameroff, images taken of cervical spine, no acute bone pathology, straightening of normal cervical lordosis. 2/25/1990, neural consultant Dr. D'Souza deeply comatose. And that doesn't mean that Dr. D'Souza was deeply comatose. That was his finding. No evidence of acute process in CT scan. Evidence of myoclonic seizure. Rule out acute myocardial infarction. In other words, she didn't have a heart attack. Neck is somewhat stiff, as in all of the muscles of the body. No jugular venous distensions. Drug screening negative. CAT scan or CT scan report, Dr. Hameroff normal. EEG report, Dr. D'Souza abnormal EEG indicative of generalized suppression and slowing. A couple days later, D'Souza reports brainstem auditory evoked response shows no significant disruption of the brainstem acoustic pathways. This having to do with the initial injuries, okay? There is, and there's a few other things here. If you want to see more of this, you can go up to rents.com. They have it posted up there by Code Blue Blog. This was posted 3 days ago. Well, there is categorically and absolutely no way Terry could have suffered massive anoxic injury to the brain on 225 and have normal CT scan on 227. Now, brain edema or edema begins to occur about 20 minutes after infarction, and by 24 hours her brain, if she had suffered a massive anoxic event, would have been massively swollen, something that could never be missed and never called normal. If Terry's brain CT was normal 2 days after she entered the hospital, then there is no possible way she suffered a massive infarction or, I can't even pronounce that word, so I won't even try. Now we go up to 3:30 of 1990. Suddenly she develops non-communicative hydrocephalus. Now, did anybody ask how? How did she develop non-communicating hydrocephalus suddenly on 3:30 with two normal CT scans just a couple of days before? Now, if there's an acute report, then Terry did not suffer the event of massive ischemia. I do believe this is. There is no radiologist or neurologist or neurosurgeon in the world that would have disputed this. It is impossible. Now, if Terry did not suffer anoxic damage on the 25th of February 1990, well, then somebody tell me the reason her brain atrophy was caused by something that occurred after the 25th of February, namely in the hospital during February or March of 1990. Now, how does one get the number three? That's the non-communicative hydrocephalus in 1 month. Well, by being hit on the head and suffering intracranial hemorrhaging. That's right. She got whacked. So Terry was hit on the head or dropped on her head during later February or early March while in that hospital. How did that happen? Well, we could speculate on that point. And there is other abuse allegations that are starting to come out. I think Judge Greer, we might have to put his book on hold for a while. I think Mr. Greer is going to be getting a lot of heat because there's a lot more information coming out. And we will cover those issues on later programming and as that information becomes available. But we're not going to quit with Terry Schindler's case. Teresa Schindler, I don't call her Terry Schiavo because that was not a marriage. Her husband should not have had, and the court should have ruled, rightfully so, that the care and custody of Terry Schindler should have reverted back to her parents. For all intents and purposes, folks, that marriage was over. Greer made a big boo-boo, and he is going to keep making big boo-boos, guarantee you. We'll get into the Living Bill of Rights a little bit later. And also, the federal deficit is a bigger risk than terrorism. Duh. Yeah, we're under economic terrorism every single day of our lives in this country, ladies and gentlemen, from the international banksters. I was watching the C-SPAN today, and they were having Mr. Mueller from the FBI and also our new Attorney General, Mr. Gonzalez, which I've never heard them do this before, kept referring to him repeatedly as just General or the General. It's fascinating to watch that, but they brought up the issues of border security, and you must know Mr. Gonzalez is very concerned about that. Mm-hmm. And we're trying everything we can possibly do, paying lip service. And for anybody other than Mr. Leahy that was on the panel buys this, well. But this is about sunsetting 15 provisions of the Patriot Act II, which is due to sunset this year. And how many important aspects of that are going to be included and just maintained? That's right, in the federal tyranny. Folks, makes no sense whatsoever. And I'm going to watch the whole thing in its entirety. On C-SPAN, they always repeat the day's events. So if you can, if you missed it, you may want to tape this for posterity and record this. It may prove to be very interesting in the future. But, well, according to economists, they ain't worried about LCIA attacking us. They're worried about the federal deficit, which everybody is ignoring now. I mean, just everybody. And they even try to put a happier face on this. Mr. Greenspan has said that, well, we're not going to do any major jump points here in the Fed lending rates. We're going to do this incrementally, a quarter point at a time. But they're going to be doing this month after month after month until they ratchet up the interest rates or the amount of the prime lending rate that the major banks will lend money at. So we'll keep an eye on that one. If we have time, we'll get into that also. In studio with me, folks, this network is making strides to bring on more and more quality personnel, gearing up to one end, and that's going into mainstream market. It is not going to work singing to the choir out there. We know who the choir is. We helped develop them over the last decade. And we've been minimally, I would project, successful in waking other people up and the how-tos and the approaches. And, well, when people get stalemated, they get a little angry and they get frustrated. And the only thing they knew is to sit around and pick on each other. Or they'll look at a situation and decide, well, that's not for them. And they do the total bailout, justifying it along the way, I might add. And maybe Wayne, we can get into the juicy justifications that we all do in our lives. But we're gearing toward that mainstream market and doing projected planning. And, of course, we're fully cognizant of the fact of the blowback that we're going to get from programming such as this being presented to an unsuspecting public, a public that has been weaned and brought up on Malto Meal and Peter Jennings and Dan I'd Rather and Walter Cronkite and the whole CFR-controlled medias and, of course, their henchmen and the corporate ties and the political ties. And, well, you know the mess. But here's the important thing to remember. Most of the people out there in America today don't know how they're being manipulated. They don't know how they're being played. They don't even know who the players are and what the eventual end of this game is. So we're small right now. We're approaching this. We're keeping a very low profile. And by the time they figure out what the heck we've done, we're going to be in their face. I'm watching Air America over the last couple of years literally going belly up and people bailing them out, top laden with paychecks and overhead. Now, Air America was such a stinking big deal that they've made out of Air America, and who's this putz that they have on there? It used to be a comedian. Thinks he's funny. Al Franken, which is the last guy I would put behind a microphone because he talks like this. Absolutely maddening to listen to. But here's the point, folks. After all the millions of dollars spent, all the ballyhoo, all the free press given to our liberal left-leaning friends out there, do you know how many stations they actually have? Affiliates? I'm just talking about affiliates. One of their programs running on a station somewhere in America. Are you ready for this grand total? I don't have a drum roll. Paul, do we have a drum roll in the computer files? No, we don't. Well, here it is. 47 stations after millions of dollars spent, millions of dollars in free advertising, thanks to our friends in the media, 47 stations. And you know what? There's no guarantee that Air America is going to last. If this is such a hot commodity, folks, why aren't they on every radio station in the country? Well, we're staying small. They'll never see us coming. And when we get in their face, we're going to be in their face in a big way. And after that point, there is no looking back. And folks, this is going to be the most exciting, dynamic time in America. And we're talking about making an impact and a change on millions of Americans. This is what has to happen. Now, we've talked about this before, and I've never really given you any great amount of detail, nor am I going to spell out probably too much detail, because you never tip your hand to the opposition, unless you're playing suicide poker, and one of these days I'll teach you that game. But, folks, we're getting ready to make a splash, and we're already planning on the blowback and the resistance and some of the problems that we are going to be facing. So we're not going into this just throwing a penny in the fountain and making a wish. Now, we've already thrown the penny in and we've counted the ripples. We're at that stage right now. We'll be back, introduce you to a new member of the RBN team, Mr. Wayne Mueller, right after this.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbenPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back in studio with me today, down from Houston, as a matter of fact. It's strange. You're in Round Rock today, and I've got to go to Houston tomorrow. By the way, if you remember a talk show host by the name of Alan Stang, he will be on this network in a couple of weeks and taking the old time spot of Daryl Sutter, our French Connection guy that freaked out the other day and... Well, he freaked out. At any rate, he's a nice man, but he's a little confused. At any rate, Alan Stang will be on this network. He is a radio... gosh, this guy, he cut his teeth in the mainstream media and then got wise and has been doing a good job making people aware of things for a lot of years now. So we're going to be very pleased to be able to slide him in from the 11 to 1 spot here on Republic Broadcasting. And we're not finished with Andre Eglishon either. Hopefully we can get him on the network. But you know what? Things happen in their own time, so we don't get too anxious around here. We're in for a long-term haul here. I've got with me Wayne Mueller. How you doing there, Wayne?
Good, John. How are you this afternoon?
Well, just doing what I do every single day. It's so much a part of my life. You got an interesting background. You heard one of my programs one day, and you were just compelled to call. You were a listener to the network. And come to find out, and it is exactly what this network needed, public relations, marketing strategies, so on and so forth. And you used to be the head marketing guy for the NBA team, the Houston Rockets, and making fat money, too.
Well, yeah, that's true. There was a lot of glitz and a lot of glamour, and it had a certain air of excitement to it. I grew up playing, participating in sports, watching sports, and I knew that my long-term life goals were not to be an athlete. My forte was probably more behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But I still wanted to be involved in that arena, so to speak, and so that was something that I pursued for a number of years until it finally came to fruition.
The glitz and the glamour aspect, very beguiling, very dazzling, very tempting, but you discovered something as time went on, and you were well on your way. I mean, this is a heck of a thing to throw on your resume, that you're the marketing guy for the Houston Rockets. In the sports world, they're dying for people like you to make them more money, and that's what the entire sports world is centered around. It's not the game anymore.
Oh, no.
That's the byproduct. The object of the game is to make money.
Oh, sure. It's all about money, and it's all about bringing up the value of that property, whatever that property might be, through its operational efforts. They'll even take losses on any given year just to increase the intrinsic value of that property over long term. That's where they're going to make their money, really.
Hmm. So we'll take a loss leader this year, but we'll lay in a potential for greater profits next year.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's to the point where the property is such, and then that's how they're regarded, folks. I mean, this is a very cold and business-like environment. Yeah, as much as they talk about team and, you know, there's no I in team, there's an E, but that doesn't necessarily stand for everyone either. But it's centered around money, but you started to get a bad taste in your mouth about this deal. What burst your bubble with it?
Well, I think it was a culmination of a lot of different aspects in my life that kind of came together all at one time. And a lot of it had to do just with experiences I was having internally with the organization, with the league, with the premise of entertainment. I really began to look at it as a diversion than entertainment per se. I saw it becoming a larger piece of the overall programming pie here in America. I saw that role models were no longer your father or a pastor or a strong individual in the community that was very community minded. It was sports stars and everything focused around them. And it's not because they were wonderful individuals or they're highly philanthropic. It was because they had a talent. They had the talent to do one thing physically very well. And that dazzled people. It opened people's eyes. It made them excited. It brought out emotions in them. And it held a lot of sway. And you look at the kids running around today, and who are they emulating? They're sports stars.
It's not their pastor or their dad.
No, it's not. And so many kids are looking for that quick way to get out of whatever their situation is. And they ignore so many other principal interests in their life just to try to pursue this one long shot dream that most likely won't occur.
Well, and every kid that's ever played a game, a football game, a pickup game, sandlot football, a baseball game or a basketball game on the corner court with no net on it. I mean, how many kids are shooting hoops in this country right now that are going, I'm going to be a star?
Sure.
Well, there's only so many teams and only so many openings. And when they gear their entire lives around this dream that they're going to chase, only after considering this and going, well, the physical attributes is what's most important. Well, they develop their physical talents, but there's a lot of talented guys out there that do this one thing very well. And by the time that they get shut out of that dream, they have nothing else there.
Yeah, that's true. And, in looking at this whole scope, what I really saw was people were moving in a very similar fashion that they do during most depressive, repressive, and wartime activities, is they start funneling themselves to escapes, which is entertainment. And what I correlated was, we have a giant boom in entertainment here. Why is that? People are looking to escape.
Bars also do well during depressive times because a lot of people like to get drunk and forget about their problems.
Exact same reason.
We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back talking with Wayne Mueller that has joined us, the team at Republic Broadcasting. We're doing long-range planning and projections. And before the break, we were talking about sports. And during the break, I think we really nailed this down, Wayne. The seduction of sports. Now, when you were in this, you were successful there. Once you have something like that on your job resume, I mean, you can go... I mean, parts are parts. I don't care if it's baseball or basketball or football or, you know, whatever the game is. There's marketing behind it. There's strategy. There's public relations, all of which you did. Now, once you are successful in one market with one team, that goes good on your resume, and you can move around, and you can move up that corporate ladder. But in talking with you and discovering how you got disenfranchised with the whole glitz and glamour, and there are attractions to that, and there are added perks, I guess you could say. But you got disillusioned with that, and we were talking during the break that you've got to realize, folks, that what we are doing and what we talk about every single day This is attractive to people if they can only hear it. Once, and we were talking about along the lines of people abandoning that corporate matrix, knowing what they know where they see where this whole thing is going, they're not happy about it, but they have no place else to go. There they sit with themselves, and do they dare say anything or let their thoughts be known to management or other team players that are on the team or, you know, whatever it is? You're ostracized.
Very much so. Yes, you're cast away. You're taken off the fast track. You're put on the side. You're put on menial projects and assignments, and you're pretty much put in the basement or in the attic, whichever you prefer, just to keep you silent, just to keep you from causing too many ripples amongst not only the inner core group but everyone you interact with externally.
And there's an interesting psychology in sports. And we said before the break is, as things get more desperate, more people need their diversion, and they will just hang on to that diversion, and they'll defend it to the death. And there's some attractive things about sports. There's no gray shaded areas. It's us and them. You know, here's the definitive battle for the next 60 minutes. You know, let the best man win. And I got to admit that I do like competitive sports, as long as they're being played by the same rules. And I look at it as a form of entertainment, not anything that's going to save my moral or ethical soul here, that's going to give me meaning to my life. I listen to some of these sports shows. Man, these people need to get a life. They can tell you the batting averages. They can tell you how many free throws the percentage of the guy on this basketball team makes, or, you know, what the passer rating for any given quarterback is. I mean, they can tell you the whole nine yards. But ask them anything outside of that, and they go into catatonic brain fart.
Sure. Don't ask them who their representatives are or what their government is about, or even to name the three branches of government. It's a complete disconnect from the things that are important in life versus the things that are, again, distractions in life to keep you from focusing on the things that are important.
So you can't win in life, but then you can root for your home team, and hopefully your team will give you some validation for your life. I mean, literally. I mean, that's what I see.
And some success. I mean, so many people, you know, wind up in dead-end positions in their jobs. There's only so much room at the top. So, you know, they feel thwarted in a certain sort of aspect. And so they need a victory. They need a win. They need something to feel good about. And sports provides that for them.
Well, and I'll give you a classic example of this. Just, what was it, in the last 6 months or a year, they did a movie on the 1980s, the Olympic team, the hockey Olympic team. And keep in mind, folks, that this was the time of Jimmy Carter and, you know, hostages in Iran, and people weren't feeling good about themselves. And, well, all of a sudden, the hockey team, the USA hockey team, was a bunch of college kids. They weren't professionals. They didn't even know how to get along with each other, didn't know what being a team and striving toward a goal, you know, the goal is. And they were battling against professional Russians, best hockey players on the entire planet. And that was something. I mean, even Reagan took advantage of that, I do believe. I think he had the hockey team up there in the White House. But it just shows you that sports, that can be channeled into a national pride or whatever the case may be. Now, did that hockey team go on? Did any one individual in that hockey team go on to do greater and bigger things with his life? No. Most of them ended up selling insurance. Some guys played on professional hockey teams. But by and large, that was the big story. They made an impact. People felt good about themselves. But it's the emotional aspect of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's, you know, marketing in general, the most successful marketing efforts are generally emotionally based. It's that one aspect of our lives that causes people to act, to go outside of themselves, to express themselves, to feel good about themselves. And emotions make the world go round. Sports really just takes advantage of that.
And folks, if you've never been, I mean, I can remember when I was up in Michigan years ago, going to the Thanksgiving Day game. You know, the talk about sports tradition. I mean, Turkey Day, you always had the Detroit Lions, which have been really bad since 19. I think the last time they won a championship, I think I was 4 years old. The last championship they won was 1957. But it was tradition. I used to go to the games at the Pontiac Silverdome, largest stadium in the NFL, held 80,000 people plus. And I got to tell you something. You want to talk about bringing out just raw emotions. You don't. And then you people have never attended a sports event. To sit in an arena, I mean, basically the Pontiac Silverdome was a big divot in the ground with a bottle cap on the top of it. It was one of the first suspended roofs, you know, they blow up the Teflon canvas or whatever it was, and we keep that air pressure up, and we've got a controlled environment in which to play a game. Well, I got to tell you something, even though that thing was a big divot in the ground and there was a lot of cement there, you got 80,000 people in that place yelling, screaming, stamping up and down. The whole place would vibrate. I mean, literally, you could put a cup of something on a step, a cement step, and you could watch it vibrate off. I mean, folks, you want to talk about just the juices just flowing. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's very easy to get caught up in all that excitement. And I think that what for the fan, what they see and what they experience is not a whole lot different on the professional level than it is on the college level, and even what it is on the high school and younger levels. It's the thrill and the excitement of watching something that you feel represents you succeed to a very drastic end. I mean, there is definitely a definitive end in these things.
You got winners and you got losers.
That's right. You do. And everybody wants to be associated with winners. So, right. You know, in sports, bandwagon fans are quite prevalent. Who's the hot team? That's my team. You know, again, it's just people wanting to affiliate themselves with those winners and feel have something to feel good about.
And the expression thereof, I mean, and then what comes to mind, all the hot dogging that you see. And this goes to a lot of different sports, but I think none other than football, that when you see the Terrell Owens of the planet, when you see the Randy Mosses of the planet, you see these bigger-than-life personalities, and they are playing a role, but it doesn't necessarily fit in with the team concept. See, being a professional football player, and I've been speaking to a guy that, believe it or not, has written books. He's climbed out of that cloud. I'll have him on here in the near future, but he is a professional football player. And he says, you know, so looking back at this, he said, you know, this was a real important part of my life. He says, but then in retrospect, it wasn't that important at all. He says it served as a stepping stone in the meantime until something else came along. And he says, I'm most gratified being out of the sports realm entirely. But this has become, and this goes back to what we were saying about how emotionally charged this is and how much we need these heroes. We're having these characters that 10, 20, 30 years ago, nobody ever would have tolerated in sports, but yet excuses are being made for them. You know, you want to moon somebody because you made a touchdown. You need to make a cell phone call to call mom because you made a touchdown. I can remember Barry Sanders, probably one of the best running backs. No, folks, you didn't tune into a sports show today. We're just giving examples. Probably one of the best all-around running backs in the game. You know, this guy played for the Detroit Lions for 10 years. You know, that guy never celebrated in the end zone, never spiked a ball. He played this as I believe it should be played. It's just a game, and it's no big deal. I'm just doing the job that I'm getting overpaid to do.
Yeah, and, well, overpaid, I guess that's a relative term. It depends on who you talk to.
Well,
they'll tell you that.
I'm not talking to a professional sports player here with a big fat contract. Of course, yeah. He would justify that.
But, you know, the controversy that is raised by things such as mooning or talking on the cell phone is just that. It's controversy. It brings media attention. Once again, what does media attention do? It brings people to tune in, drives ad dollars. That's the bottom line. How controversial can you be without getting slapped by a fine from the FAA, FCA?
Yeah.
It's not good. I mean, and they allow more and more of it because ultimately it drives the machine. The machine is all about corporate advertising. That's where the money is derived. Sure, ticket sales, sponsorship sales, they play a part. But none of these sports teams would be anywhere they are today were it not for their television contracts.
And because it's getting more competitive and that drive to win, 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 what are we doing with people, athletes on steroids now? They're giving lip service to this. Here we have professional athletes to gain that edge that are literally endangering their physical lives to do the job better than somebody else. Now, the time was that we had athletes out there, and they were all on an equal playing field, so to speak, and they didn't do performance-enhancing drugs. But now what I see the NBA doing, what I see the NFL doing, is giving, and baseball in particular, where it centers around right now, is they're giving lip service to it. They're giving lip service because what are they doing? Somebody's attacking the very mechanism that's bringing them all this notoriety, all this press, all this money. And, you know, if a team, if a baseball team come out this spring training and said, you know what, we as an organization forget being looked on and tested from above, but we as an organization are going to do in-house testing. And the first athlete we find that are using steroids, that type of performance-enhancing drug, they're not going to be on this team. Now, how competitive is that team going to be with the rest of the baseball teams that are still using the performance-enhancing drugs?
They won't be.
They won't be.
No, and you're not going to find an owner that'll do that either for a couple of reasons. One, you've got players' associations that you have to deal with. But second of all, ultimately, it's from the top that this trickles down. People are on these steroids because they feel that they need to use them to participate and to compete. If they don't compete, it's held over their head. You're going to be cut. You're going to be gone. There's somebody behind you who's willing to pay or get paid half as much as you are to do the same job as you are. They're younger, they're stronger, they're faster. It doesn't matter that they're as wise or wily, but they're going to do the job. And you know what? We're going to plug them in because we're going to put more money elsewhere. If you're not going to do this to help our team, then we don't need you.
It almost sounded like the intro to the Bionic Man. Remember that television?
Right.
Stronger, faster, you know. Hey, I'm sure there's some people on the face of this planet would probably give up limbs to have something artificially tacked on them to make them more competitive. But this environment that we have in this country now that we are so desperately trying to identify with anything, and this is a sad, I mean, folks, this is a sad commentary on our culture today, that we would tolerate this sort of thing. Not just tolerate, we expect it, we embrace it, we live and die for it. That's how sad this really is.
It is, and it filters all the way down, and it's come so far down now where you do have steroid use and abuse that goes as far down as 7th, 8th grade kids starting out on steroids just to be competitive, just to be as big or bigger than the kid next to them, so they'll have a better chance. So they'll be more acceptable, not only in their own family, but their community, their school, whatever.
Well, and just recently, I forget who this kid is. He's a little bodybuilder. I mean, the kid looks like a little freak. He looks like a little midget. Have you seen some stories on? And I'll think if anybody out there in the listening audience knows who I'm referring to. This kid's about 10 years old, and he's a bodybuilder. Now, I got to tell you something. When you're 10 years old, your body hasn't even manufactured the muscles that you need to develop yet. You know, I mean, it just isn't there. And I'm suspecting that this kid is on steroids of some sort because he's got muscles and definition that I don't care how many laps you ran or how many weights you lift, unless you are on some anabolic steroid that's going to build that muscle mass, you just ain't going to look like that.
No, at 10 years old, you don't even have, your body's not producing enough testosterone yet, and your body is just not ready for that kind of growth.
Yeah.
Your limbs, your ligaments, your bones, your joints, they're just not ready for any kind of growth like that. You put yourself in serious jeopardy.
But I mean, you take a look at and how sports influences. And folks, you know, this might sound a little off topic, but we're talking about the psychological dynamics. And to demonstrate how desperate this country is really becoming and who we're holding up as icons of performance and of status and of winning, you know, at all costs, just win, baby, just win. That, the competitive spirit, which man has always had. We've always been competitive, but competitive in a fair way, competitive in a good way, competitive in a way if your team lost, you slapped them on the back and you thanked them for doing their best, and your life didn't ride on that edge of, my God, if your team didn't win, you're going to be depressed for the next 6 months. Folks, this is how we've degenerated in this country. Now, what we've got to do with this, Wayne, is we've got to slide in something into this culture that people can get excited about winning once again. And we're not talking about on a sports field.
No, we're talking about the whole enchilada, at least in this country. We're talking about winning back our country, winning back our liberties, our rights, our freedoms. Absolutely, because if we don't do that, it's sliding further and further into the mud pit. And, you know, just like any situation like that, if you don't pull yourself out soon, before you know it, you're going to be over your head and it's going to be too late.
Well, and no matter what we do, if we do not capture the imagination and capture the younger generation, which is our replacement, waiting in the wings. Because
right.
I, there is one thing I'm certain of. In the 50-plus years I've been on the face of this earth, it ain't death and taxes, folks. It's just death. You're not going to get out of this game alive. You're going to have to give it up and then move on. And what's really scary is to look at the, and I guess they are devoid. I guess I'll call them the devoided ones that are in schools right now. Children with no hopes, no aspirations, except for the phony, glitzy, glamoury stuff. You know, how many gold chains can I wear here, you know? And I need to get paid, you know, that kind of mentality. Of course, you got the mentality and maturity of a grapefruit, but you got millions of dollars in your bank account. Now that's kind of icon and hero I want my kids to be looking up to. Look, we'll continue this, and we invite you to join in on this conversation today with now part of the RBN team, Wayne Mueller. We're going to be doing a lot of exciting things in the future, folks. And whatever topic you would like to discuss today, it's kind of like an open phone Tuesday. I'm going to be booked with guests for tomorrow. Dr. Bill Veith will be in studio to finish out what we started last Thursday. And, of course, Desi on Thursday, and then we'll get a surprise guest on Friday. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order Wright Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Radio.
gracious. You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, 800-313-9443. Any subject, we'll field questions today. Let's go to the phones. Andy in Gonzales, Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I'd just like to make a comment. You know, everybody talks about how great these sportsers are and how they're idols. You know, the kids need to have parents as their idols. And they're not, I mean, a lot of parents aren't stepping up to the plate. I do my best to be the best dad that I can to my kid, you know, whether it be in sports, learning. And that's another thing in learning is there, all these schools in Texas, everybody knows it's football, football, football.
Right.
Why aren't they teaching kids? We have the dumbest nation of kids in the entire world. They're not teaching them like they used to. They're teaching them how to pass a test.
Well,
and they're shoving it down their throats. And you know what? You can't get an academic scholarship. You get a these days you can get a sports scholarship.
Well,
now, what's wrong with the pitcher?
Well, you still can get academic scholarships, but they're not nearly as prevalent as sports scholarships, and they surely don't receive the attention that sports scholarships
sure.
do.
Sure.
But, yeah, I do agree with you. I think that, you know, part of the problem, or a big part of the problem, is the fact that our children don't know any different. All they've ever known is put
win,
these
win,
people
win.
Up on this. Exactly. Win, win, win at all cost. Win, win, win. And if, you know, their paradigm has to change, and you're right, it has to start at home. Unfortunately, so many parents are relying on the schools to raise their kids now, and
that's sad in and of itself
is a huge problem.
Very sad.
Yes.
You know, I went to I'll get off real quick. I went to my son's and daughter's school counselor, and I told her, she's like, well, you know, you can apply for all these scholarships for college. I said, you know what? I'm gonna make sure he can get a scholarship, and not based on sports, but on his good grades, on their good grades, and I'm gonna do my best to make sure they're productive people in this community and in this state and so forth. And she just looked at me like shocked, like, why would you do that when you have all this sports and all this other stuff? I'm like, lady, that's not what it's about. That's what y'all are making it to be, and that's wrong.
Right.
And she's like, wow, I'm impressed.
Well, and there was still something within that woman's eyes. She had evidently a couple of brain cells were still alive that you evoked something in her, and she understood what you were getting at. And I couldn't agree with you more. Is there anything bigger in Texas than high school football? I don't know.
No.
And it used to be that sports programs, and I don't care if you were in a gym playing basketball or you're part of a football team, that was part of like the physical conditioning aspect of it. And it wasn't, they didn't have all this, you lived and died with these sports programs, or how do we make it more attractive to get these young athletes to come to our schools? It's about the teachings. It's about the academic stupid, and all that other stuff is secondary. I applaud you for your efforts, Andy, and thank you, and keep talking to these people. Appreciate your call. 7645 is the new frequency, second hour. We'll continue this conversation with in-studio Wayne Mueller, part of the RBN team now, and your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.